Beekeepers expect to lose about 15% of their bees over the winter, but for the past 4 years, a survey by the USDA and the Apiary Inspectors of America has found the winter die-off has been about 30%. What's going on here?
Good question. One of the trickiest things about the colony collapse disorder that most people have heard something about is it's difficult to study because its primary symptom is that the bees simply disappear from the hive. So there's not a lot left behind to take to the lab and look at the details. So its primary symptom being that they disappear, then the question would be why and where are they going? And that leaves us looking at conditions that bees are being raised in and what are we doing to them and with them, and has left a lot of people scratching their heads, you might say. I think that a shift in the way we look at bees and possibly in the way we farm, if we were to begin farming in a way that supported bees, it would begin to eliminate a lot of these things that are sort of dogpiling bees. It's just a lot to ask a small insect to carry. And if we could do one less thing wrong or one thing a little less wrong, then I think that we could really start to turn the tide.
When you say change farming, what do you mean by that?
Well, the idea of industrial agriculture or monocropping, where we're growing, for instance, if you want to pick on a pretty large target, the California almond groves, it's about 700,000 acres of nothing but almonds. It creates an interesting situation. First off, you have to understand that almond trees bloom for just about 22 days out of the year. So if you're a bee living in the middle of 700,000 acres of almond trees, what do you plan to eat for the other 340-some days of the year? So we've created the migratory pollination situation by having to bring bees into these trees because there's no way for them to be supported the rest of the year. So if your farm is diverse and has things that bloom throughout the course of the bee season when you've got warm enough weather, then you're going to find that your bees have got something to do and something to eat, something to forage on all year round instead of for 22 days, which means you got to get them out of there after that 22 days.
Short of keeping bees, is there anything else we can do that can help this situation?
Buy raw local honey from a local beekeeper, maybe at a farmer's market. That's a great beginning. Another thing is let your dandelions stand. Dandelions
really?
Are fantastic. Oh, yeah, that's great bee food, and it's some of the earliest bee food of the season. So don't run out there with the lawnmower or the weed killer at the first sign of a dandelion. Let that stuff go because it's just natural, easy food. You don't have to plant things for bees. The stuff that comes up all on its own is great stuff. So if you're in any situation where you can let a lawn go a little more towards a meadow instead of a sculpted barren green bee desert, do that. It's a wonderful thing to watch happen, first of all, and it's just good for bees. Let them have that natural forage.
I'd love you to talk to my neighbors. That would be great.
Why, are they mowing down their dandelions?
They're frowning at mine. Let's put it that
way.
Oh,
shame on them.
Christy Hemenway is with Gold Star Honeybees. Thanks very much for talking with us.
You bet. Thank you.